can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, welcome to the second hour of the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. I'm talking. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this sanctuary city, these declarations. This is the scam. This is the game they're playing. They're putting in what we would think is evidence in their world, in the administrative world. Oh, something I forgot to mention when I was talking about those declarations and stuff, when John Thornton's case up there went to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, and they went to a local rule which says we don't have jurisdiction, but we uphold the lower court's decision. I kid you not. You can't make this stuff up. You literally cannot make this up. I had to call to find out what that number was. It was 47B, local rule 47B. We don't have jurisdiction. What the hell are we doing here then? You just caught us. Yeah, we caught them so bad they didn't have anything to say. Here's a thing that they, this is many of the declarations they're put in. This is Melissa Whitehouse, support of the preliminary injunction. She's testifying to all sorts of things here. The mayor must make a trade-off between putting money between the reserve and using it for other San Francisco priorities or some of the other current. Wait a minute. How does she know what the mayor is going to do? Is that first-hand knowledge? Is that evidence? Is that factual? No, that's a conclusion. Doesn't have any nonsense at all. Here's just another one. It would decimate San Francisco to lose all federal funding. Absolutely. God, I'd like to think so. That probably is a true fact. Thousands of San Francisco's most vulnerable residents would lose access to meals, Medicare, and other life-saving social safety net services. Is that a fact? Medicare? Really? How did that get from what Sessions is talking about? Is that a fact? Based on what? She made a conclusionary statement. That's not a fact. I just said, well, all these people are going to have Medicare, we're going to have bills, required reductions in police, fire, and emergency medical response functions would impair core public safety services for those that work, visit, or live in the city. The city would have to lay off thousands of employees and cancel contracts that create thousands of additional jobs. How does she know all this is factual? Man, that's one smart woman. Whoa. Roads, public transportation, and other infrastructure necessary to support the city and the region's economy would fall into disrepair. Oh, God, I'd like to think so. Causing long-term damage beyond San Francisco's borders. Really? Seismic upgrades would be postponed, rendering San Francisco vulnerable during the next earthquake. Wow, man, I'm telling you. Come on, Session, pull it. Pull them funds. Let's watch San Francisco slide into the ocean. Are these facts? No. This is what these people do. They put in declarations they're taken as factually true, conclusionary statements. That's what these courts are doing. You look at any of your, look at the stuff that they're doing. In any law case, any cases you got locally or federal, you'll see declarations ad nauseum. They're entering facts that are not facts. It's something that's not exist. You can't make a conclusion from the facts. You can't even do a summary judgment in a pleading without facts that are not in there, and attorneys cannot enter facts. They do it all the time. The attorneys get around and make these declarations and slide it through. I don't know, man. It shocks the conscience how they pulled this off. And I've sat and watched it and didn't know for a long time what they did, how they were doing it. It's like a magic show. You sit and you watch, and you know that what you're seeing, rabbits don't come out of all the top hats, but how do they do that? I don't know. I used to sit in the courts because I was there so much. When I found out that I didn't own my vehicle, I couldn't figure out how to prove it, which I can do now conclusively. I know how they did it, how they do it now, because I signed it away. Whoa, college he was. Or I bought one that was already an implied in fact contract. Somebody else signed it away. And under the Uniform Commercial Code, until you cancel that contract, nothing changes. So I don't have a right to travel. I'm driving the damn state's vehicle, so they can pound on me. Aren't I a nice guy? Can't make this up. Well, I'm going to try to get this out on my homepage. Like I say, and one of the things I'm going to be trying to do, too, is I run into, because I talk about different things, is to get in on a put on the audio and then put in the documents that I talk about on my homepage on the front so people can see the things and read it. Just make up your own mind. Don't take nothing I say as true. Engage your own brain. This is the things that we need to know. Will people believe it? No. I saw the guy from InfoWars, Alex Jones. He's having a heck of a time. I cannot believe that Alex Jones is getting around and said, I'm going to trust the courts. Do you know? Do not people? They won't believe this. I've talked about this before. Alice Brown was an extremely large gal, hormonal problem, and her sister. She lost her little girl. Because she thought she was kind of like suicidal when she was having it, and they took that and they took her little girl and sold her off for money. Yep. They sell them. And one has just happened in Fairbanks here recently. The state got $25,000. I think the other person that bought it, they got $14,000 or something like that. They have quotas. And they say, and it's the statute of the Congress. Go get them young. I'm not kidding you. Back then it was $4,000 a head for the healthy ones and $2,000 for the crippled ones, sick ones, mentally or whatever you want to call them, mentally disabled or whatever the word, not mentally, can't think of the word anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Not trying to be derogatory, but that's the game they're playing. There's the healthy ones and then there's some that aren't worth so much, you know, because they got a problem, bit of a problem, you know. But you just can't make this up. Literally. They're practicing slavery in our courts, but they're not even real courts. People won't believe it. It's easy to prove now in Alaska. There's not one judge with a proper oath of office as a public officer. I got him. I haven't got the last, about the last year and a half. There's not one judge that's ever been appointed. It's supposed to have a civil commission. It's statutory and congressional. Doesn't exist. State of Alaska says, we don't do civil commissions. What's wrong with you, boy? That's just an illusion. We pick and choose what we choose to do. They changed the name of the court from 3rd District to 3rd Judicial District and made it administrative in the bar. And the bar did it, the Alaska bar. In our rules of court, the Alaska bar has a rule of court that if anything the legislature does that's in a conflict with what the Alaska bar rules are, they have to get a two-thirds majority. Can you believe that? The Alaska bar rules do the same thing that, quote, governor does. You can't make this stuff up. And then you bring it up to these legislators and they say, well, I'll get back to you, Ralph. How in the hell does the Alaska bar have any stroke over the legislature in the state of Alaska? Because there's no republic, folks. It's all a welcome to the matrix. We're in a swamp that you cannot make up. You can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it's just shocking. And I watched the speech that Trump gave in Pennsylvania. God, I was glad to see him thumb his nose at those correspondents, that the party they have for the correspondents were all of the pedophiles and the Pizzagate folks and all these false, fake news people get together and pat each other on the butt up there. And the guy that they had up there, it was a bash Trump. And they got this guy that's got a Arab name. He's probably a Muslim. They love the Muslims. For whatever reason, I have no idea. And one interesting thing is Trump did the snake poem again, where the woman picks up the snake, takes it home, warms it up, and then the snake bites her and kills her. Well, I'm a snake. You knew that when you brought me in, didn't you? So why are we doing that to the Muslims, the Islamists? It's not racial. It's cultural. These people, that Gallard, the gal that goes around that's really knowledgeable, I listened to a thing on her on the background of Islam, which I had never heard before, the history of Islam. Unbelievable. We don't get it. Facts are just, I don't know why. When I go to the bar in here in town, the local, the Last Frontier, and if I start talking to somebody and just, you could tell in just a little bit, and I have learned immediately, if you are talking to somebody that does not want to hear the truth, that, well, it's, first of all, if you're a Democrat and you support the Democratic Party, we're wasting my time and your time. You are supporting a liar. If you haven't figured out that Obama is a certified liar, if you haven't figured out that Hillary is a certified liar and her husband is also a rapist and they're both in Pizzagate, they're pedophiles, and you support these people? And now there's an idiot that's coming out ahead of the DNC. Well, we're not going to have any people that are against abortion. Or you have to be, you have to be for abortion if you're going to be running for the Democratic Party. Man, I'm all for that. I just, come on, Bubba, bring it on. Just keep bid, just doing more of what you think you're doing there and just get it on. Because nobody's going to hopefully be out there supporting you. There's a lot of good people in this country. We just haven't had a leader. And we got a leader. Democratic Party's all against him, and about three-fourths of the Republicans or more are rhinos or worse. Got their hand in somebody else's pocket doing who knows what, other than getting money. Just can't make this stuff up. Well, getting back to the IRS, had a case in, Randy Kirkendall. Randy Kirkendall, out of Mississippi, was convicted on a substitute for return. 26 USC 6020 B. And they have three forms that they're supposed to use. And in these three forms, I'll try to get them here. I can't remember, so I don't quote them, misquote them. It's been a while since I looked at them. But in these three forms, there's nobody signed anything under the penalty of perjury. Let's make up three forms. And these three forms, oh, by the way, you know, if you take them too, like if Randy tried to went to bankruptcy court and get it written off, until you volunteer your signature, you can't even get it written off in a bankruptcy court. Now, do you think there might be something a little questionable about that? And they put him in jail for quite some time. It was, quite a few years. And what was his willful failure to file? That's 7203, I think. 7201. I misspoke last year. Willful failure to file it requires a known legal duty. A 7201 tax evasion requires evidence of what? What does 7201 require? And nobody brings it up. They always go to willful. I just cannot imagine why. I don't know. You just sit and scratch your head. But anyway, they convicted Randy of this. And so, you have to have a deficiency, by the way. There's got to be a real deficiency for tax evasion. That means there's got to be a determination by somebody. You can't make a determination. The IRS only acts as an inquisitor once they have your signature. Then you have authorized them because you've volunteered for the problem. And this is what Randy went to jail, Kirkendall, because he didn't put a signature on a piece of paper. And if he had volunteered to put his signature, he has no right to the Federal Court of Claims. He has no right to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is truly the only appellate Article 3 court that uses subject matter jurisdiction. How do I know that? Because I got it right out of the frickin' damn Senate report when they created it back in 1984. They tell us this stuff. This is why I'm getting the correct records, and that's why in Westlaw you go into and you can take a statute and then go into the Senate and House reports. Those are just really illuminating. There's just not enough time. You got so much information to go in and look through and see what these guys, somebody in these Senate and House things, know what's going on. They really do. And they put it on paper. Except you and I don't have access to it. These are the things that I'm looking to. I have all the statutes at large, which a person down in Florida purchased for Dan Metters Group. They're on the internet now. I'm going to put all of them on the internet too on my own page. But also to put in some of these different acts on the homepage and the stuff that supports it, where these people are telling us how they're screwing us. You can read it yourself. Our good senators and representatives up there, or most of them, are liars and thieves of the highest degree. So anyway, Randy went to jail on this. Then they come back and chief counsel Wilkins is what his name. He's no longer there now. He gets around and he says, "Well, we want your property, Randy." So he tells the attorney general, "Come over there and take this man's property."
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So we're back here. This congressional record, or this chief counsel notice, most people don't have don't even know these things exist. It's called CC-2007-005. Chief Counsel Notice. You see, when you go to the tax court, the chief counsel and his attorneys are the ones that show off in that court. And in the Kerensky case, it says unequivocally the tax court has no judicial determinations at all. Zero. Zip. Used to be the Tax Court of Appeals or some Tax Appeal Appellate Court or something back in the 1940s, and when the Administrative Procedures Act was coming along, they said, oh my God, we're going to be regulations, we're going to be stuck by abiding by the regulations. Let's just change the name to a court. So they call it Tax Court. That's why they changed the name. Now we don't have to abide by the regulations. I got evidence of it. This is right out of Congress. There's no judicial determinations. Supreme Court said so. It's not a real court. 28 U.S.C., I think it's 610. It's not a real court. Why are they quoting those decisions in the United States District Court and the Courts of Appeals, 1 through 11, and the D.C. Court? It's not even a freaking court, constitutional court, or any type of court. It ain't even kangaroo court. And they quote decisions out of it. Unbelievable. Chief Counsel Notice, CC-2007-005, says that we got three different things that we're going to use in this thing. We're going to have a form 13496, which says, oh, yeah, we got these records. You know what? They've got different revisions. They never use the latest revisions. The other ones are out of thing. They never put them into the Federal Register, and the courts have held if it's not in the Federal Register, it does not pertain to the public. Really. A form 4549, an income tax examination, and they go in there and put a bunch of nonsense in there about 1040 tax. What the hell is a 1040 tax? Oh, that's where I signed an implied in law volunteering to give evidence against myself so I can, incriminating evidence. I'm confessing. I want a benefit. And a form 886A, that's where they say, oh, it's based on the Social Security Act. That's one of them they do. I got all of the congressional records, Social Security. Do you know what Social Security applies to? Only a citizen of the United States. No domicile. No resides, no residence, no nothing. Just a plain old Jane citizen of the United States. They made the son of a pest up. Made it up out of thin air. They started with the 14 Stat 27 in 1866 for Negroes to give them the same rights as white citizens. That's still found today, codified. Where is NAACP when you need them? 42 USC, 1981, 1982. Go look it up. It's still in the code. You think that might be a little discriminatory? A little racist? The black folk only supposed to have it the same as the white? Of course, they memorialized it in the 14th, and then, of course, 1870, the Congress had an epiphany and said, oh, by the way, we could naturalize you black folk, but we're not going to tell nobody about that. You're equal in all respect. We're not going to talk about that. This form, 13496 in the IRS code, or IRS manual, says don't give that to the people we're pounding on. I don't know why. The damn thing doesn't mean anything. I've researched these out to the nth degree. And then when I found out if the substitute for return, if you don't sign it and I go to bankruptcy court, well then wait a minute, what the hell good is it? I can go to jail on it, but I can't write it off on a debt unless I signed this form that they fix, substitute for return. So Randy went to jail on this for not volunteering. And as people have listened to the show, it's about the good old Star Chamber courts. Self-incrimination, forms, that's what forms do. They have terms on them. Somebody from California sent me up a whole bunch of those. I'm going to scan them and look at those. I want to try to teach people how to do this yourself. Can't be just me doing this. But I want to make this stuff available for those that want to learn, that want to fight. If you don't want to fight, I don't want anything to do with you. Roll over. Get out of my life. Go get rolled over. Not my problem. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back here. So, the articles, the court of claims is Article 1 court, used to be Article 3 from the 50s up to about 84. And then they made it an Article 1, which is a precursor to the Article 3 court, the only one that has subject matter jurisdiction, Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. So, Randy's case down there, they civilly, they won his property. All these reduced to judgment, they always get around and they play with them for a little while and they do summary judgments. There's never any evidence in there. They don't bring anybody in under testimony. Just always they play with them for a while. I've monitored a whole ton of them. And I like to see, you look at what they do. How do they play the game? So you can learn the rules, because they don't tell us the rules. We have to deduce it and then we can have to prove it. They love them declarations. Yes, sir, IRS declaration. He didn't file a return. Whoa, wow, so that's a crime? He didn't file for a benefit. Star Chamber stuff. Trilemma, it's called. And there are several variations of that you can find in the Supreme Court. Go to Wikipedia is a good place to start for it. But trilemma. Self-incrimination, number one. Number two, do it under penalties of perjury. Number three, if you don't do what you just we forced you to do, under coercion, we will sanction you. We'll put you in jail. We'll take your property. And back in Mario, England, they used to kill them, even. So, Randy filed this case. United States of America was the moving party in the criminal. United States of America was the moving party on the civil. In United States District Court and in the Fifth Circuit. He put in the United States for the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, not United States of America. You see, in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Court of Claims, they use actually United States, or the United States. It was that way up to 1913. You didn't see United States of America in these circuit courts of the United States, which were constitutional courts up to 1911. You didn't see that. It was just the United States, not United States of America. You think names don't make a difference? Sure they do. What's your name? You think it might make a difference if they don't properly identify you? You think? Or if you've got a signature that's not you who you are? You think it might make a difference? Duh. So, got the thing out of the Fifth Circuit, because the United States District Court said, well, we never sent one to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Really? Wake up, Bubba. Here's your number one. So we had to get a motion to get killed down there in the Fifth Circuit. Took a month to get a number, an appellate number out of the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Oh, my God, there's somebody's awake out there. We put in the United States. We didn't take up the United States of America. So then, this was as soon as we get there, and I say we when I'm saying we, I do, I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. I provide legal briefs to people. Don't need them. And if they want to donate back, that's fine. But I can't get paid. Otherwise, I'd be practicing law. Well, these lawyers, well, they practice law. So anyways, next thing you know, the DOJ shows up making an appearance as United States. Wait a minute. Whoa, you're back over there in the Fifth Circuit. You're in the United States of America. Now you're up in this court. You're representing the United States. Who the hell are you representing? Make up your mind. So we brought this issue up. I posted it. March 30th. It sat there until about a couple days ago. The fifth, I called up there. You can learn a lot if you know how to talk to these guys. And I wanted to know about the deadlines, which I'd already knew, for file a response. And he came back and he said, well, the judge hadn't asked for a response. I said, oh, here it is, 10 days. Oh, yeah. If you file within 10 days, then the court will look at it. They didn't want us to file a response. But you have to know how to talk about, well, where in your rules is this? They got it. If you don't do that, if you don't know how to talk to these guys, well, you won't get what you want. So anyway, filed in. And it sat there for almost a month. And they came back. And what is their great thing? This order was signed on, let's see, what date was this signed here? It was signed on the 28th of April. So today is, what, the 30th, so 2 days ago. And it says here, we agree with the government that the case does not fall within the court's limited jurisdiction. And they put down 28 U.S.C. 1291. Well, guess what, you dumb shits? We didn't put in 12 U.S.C. 1295. We put in 1491. It's if you do not volunteer and sign under the ties of natural justice, goes back to 1760 to the King's Court in England. You have standing because you can't have a damn debt without a contract. How would I owe somebody if there's no contract? Pretty simple logic, actually. We know there's no law to require you to do it because they can't go there. So where's the contract? Where is it? Doesn't exist. We have to coerce you to sign a implied in law 1040. And people go to jail for this. For a benefit. And the courts have ruled over and over, all the way from 1792, if you sign up for a benefit, you're screwed. You have no rights, no standing, and nobody brought that up on this Sanctuary City stuff. Nobody, even Sessions. It's amazing, and they leave out terms. Boy, I tell you, one thing I have noticed in all of these things, nobody wants to go to Citizen of the United States because that would blow the lid off of this whole thing. Randy put in, this would have blown the lid off the IRS. He put in his standing into the public record under Evidence Rule 9, Number 7, you get certified copies. You are a citizen of Mississippi, period. It's a felony under 18 U.S.C. 911 to claim to be a citizen of the United States. So the question is, how do I prove I'm a citizen of the United States? I'd be opening myself up to a felony. Who has to do Internal Revenue? Now, that's under the plenary power of Congress. Somehow, on the immigration side, the states seem to have a problem. But on the income tax side, they don't. How's that work? You see, in this 1938 congressional record, it says citizens of the United States remains dormant under the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. It's only against state actors and state law. But we have citizens of the United States down there. These illegals that come in and have babies born here, citizens of the United States, they're not a citizen of the United States of America, because that requires 5 years and naturalization. But we will allow you into the matrix. And nobody talks about it. They can't pick up the logic, because it would expose the whole thing. So this damn court up here says 28 U.S.C. 1295. Well, we didn't put in that for the jurisdiction. We put in 1491, the Tucker Act. If you have an express or an implied in fact contract, you have a jurisdictional right to be in that court. That's it. They just made a statement. It's a court of limited jurisdiction. Well, you think we didn't know that? We pled it. We're not done yet. And they go back to 1295. That's for citizens of the United States nonsense. I don't give a good damn about that nonsense over there. Boy, they didn't want to hear it. Like I say, it took them almost a month. It took us a month to get a number and almost another month. They didn't know what to do. So they make a simple little sentence. It's a court of limited jurisdiction. Yep, we put that in there. You better believe it. Put in a certified copy into that court, and a true certified copy into that court. It stands. They can't touch any of this, so they don't. It just never happened. So I got to look in and see if there's a motion for reconsideration in that constitutional court. Do you know that the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals doesn't have local rules? Isn't that amazing? And how can that court make a determination that Randy belongs back in the Fifth Circuit? They just say, we agree. And that's it. And they say here, in the interest of justice, transfer the appeal to another. In the interest of justice? Could have been brought, it says. Could have transferred this to another court. Could have been brought. We didn't take it there yet. Smart lawyers. Could have been brought. Didn't say that's the only one we could do it. See how they walked around it? They did it in two sentences. That's it. Randy got him in one hell of a corner. We've got the same thing going on up in Rappert's case in Minnesota. And I got the same thing in Idaho, another one up there, Gunstead. And these, you know, I looked in Gunstead's. The guy put in an affidavit. Doesn't meet the requirements for the state of Idaho. Doesn't meet the requirements. The one that, in John Thornton's case, didn't meet the requirements for 1746. These guys, these ones down here, they say depose and all this stuff, but they don't say under 1746. I got to look and see if it doesn't say it's got to be under 1746. I don't know that for a fact yet. They don't say it's true, most of them. Now, these ones in the federal court on the sanctuary stuff are saying, yeah, it's under the penalties of perjury, but they're testifying to things that are not facts. It's hearsay. Well, the mayor's got to do this. Well, we're going to be short here. We're going to be minus funds here. How do you know this stuff? That's a conclusionary statement. They won't let us do that. What facts do you have? What facts? They make conclusionary statements, put it in a declaration. It's taken as evidence, and we lose. Isn't that really slick? So we have to learn to put in declarations, or actually true affidavits, verified affidavits, and attack their stuff. that this is conclusionary because it's not evidence. And your declaration doesn't even meet the requirements to become evidence. This is the game they're playing. So if you file a motion, a memorandum, you got to put an affidavit with it. Got to put a declaration with it. Actually, it should be an affidavit so you get the venue of one of your several states. That's if you want to start to learn how to play with these guys because they're not playing fair. They lie. They're liars. And all of the stuff, just like in Minnesota or Idaho, individual income tax says right on there you got to have a federal gross income. Well, if you got a federal gross income, you got to be a taxpayer. If you got to be a damn taxpayer, guess what? You got to be an individual. An individual is a citizen of the United States or an alien. 5 U.S.C. 552A means, I found the definition of means. They have taken these words and turned them into exclusive use has to be declared because it has no meaning for what we think it is. Just like the dog means cat. Every time they say dog, we're actually talking about my cat. We're a damn. How would I figure that out if I didn't know the term definition? And they're fighting that sanctuary city based on, well, what's the definitions? But the real definition for the other stuff they won't use. God, I'd love to see these guys. We're going to win. I watched that speech that Trump did in Pennsylvania. God, I was just so glad he didn't go up there and glad hand with them damn stupid actors and nonsense. Tom Hanks and Emma Watson and this the circle thing about the government watching. I'm not going to support these people. I'll just got my kind of movies. I'll live without them. Guys, that movie's not doing real well, which really breaks my heart. Because I like to go to movies because I want to get away from this stuff. I can't do it 24/7. But I want to get this homepage up, and people that want to, the lot of the meat, if you want to get access to it, you're going to get access to all sorts of things. Modules, $250, or you're going to have to ask for it, though. And I'll have to give it to you for free if you can tell me why, and I'll believe you. No checking up, no nothing. But you got to last ask, because we don't throw pearls before swine. Because it doesn't do any good. So in this case here with Randy's, which was really a killer case, and I've got to post this out to Ariel, to all the lists, so people can see it, what happened. And the other one I've got to do is a mandamus, which is sitting in Rappert's case. We did a mandamus because the judge, in if you ever have an IRS case or a tax, do not do a trial by jury. Do a bench trial. Thanks to Richard Rappert. He made a believer out of me because I checked it into it, and the law and the facts attach only in a bench trial. They will not allow you to bring the law up. Except in Rappert's case, he couldn't talk about the law. He couldn't talk about the definitions. And these people are testifying up there. Oh, I was a withholding agent. Wait a minute, what is it? Oh, we can't talk about that. See, that's one of the most killer things. If I'm going to be in the Internal Revenue, I'm going to be a citizen of the United States, who's going to act as a withholding agent? Because the only people authorized by statute is for non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. That's are required to take any tax and send it to the IRS. Any tax. Really. Boy, they do not want to talk about things like that. That's what I'm hoping to do is to, with this home page, is to get that up there and people do it. And, of course, when you get on my IRS list, I take your calls best I can and try to help give suggestions and things that we need people to learn how to fight. But if you don't want to fight, I'm not interested. And we've got several cases that are, this is really going to be an interesting year. Like I say, once I get this home page up so I can get this information out to the people that really want to fight, and I'm going to put all these cases that I get, start making it so people can go in there and look up the cases. They'll be right there, marked up. that we can find these cases, a lot of these cases that that I'm using to back these things up. So you can read it yourself. Then we can go do battle with these bastards. Pardon my French. It's just frustrating when you have so much truth, like in Randy's case here. Just unbelievable. He didn't volunteer. They had to go clear back to 1760 in a bona fide Article 3 court, the Federal Court of Claims in 1963. It was a bona fide Article 3. And nobody will talk about it.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I need to make a correction here. They said 1295. That's the jurisdiction of the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. I was thinking of 1291. So I'm going to be taking apart their jurisdiction of the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, because it comes under the Tucker Act. If you have an implied in law contract, you have a right to be there, or implied in fact contract. So they just cite that, but they don't do anything else. They just do it, and you're supposed to dig it out, I guess. I don't know. This is the way these guys work. So anyway, we're gonna put in. I've got to see how to do that. I don't know how to do it. I'll learn. But we're gonna take it to them. And if you haven't seen this 1938 congressional record, it's about 19 pages. It's an amazing document. back in 1887, the citizen of the United States, has no action. It's only to be enforced by Congress. Why are all these states using citizen of the United States? I came up with, I think might be a close definition of that, is vassal state. Vassal state. The Ottoman Empire, they had vassal states. It's where they allow the things they were conquering to have some independence. But they're beholden to the main mama, the Turkey. You can't have a state income tax without a federal income tax. Why is that? And if you're going to have a federal income tax, you have to be just like in Minnesota in Rappert's case. They said there's got to be a liability. You have to be a duty to file that, and there's none existing, and they just ignore it. It doesn't even exist. And the IRS up in Rappert's case said, no, we don't have any problem with it. We don't have anything to back up that you should be filing right now. I can't make this stuff up. Gus said in Idaho, same thing. There's no federal income tax. But their form requires you to have, you have to bring forward the federal gross income with the stuff from the federal income tax form. And none of them, they're all implied in law contracts, and I have yet ever to see one criminal prosecution on a Form 1040 bring up the issue that's implied in law contract for a benefit. You are coercing me to sign for a benefit to be a citizen of the United States. Nobody ever brings it up. How do you know I'm a citizen of the United States? How do you know that? Tell me. I'm all ears. In reality, inalienable rights from the Creator is only for citizens of the several states. And if you want to be a citizen of the United States, you might as well say, I am signing up to be a citizen of the devil. I want liars, because you have given away your inalienable rights of the Creator for the doctrine of man. Because a citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights from the Creator. You think that's a little bit harsh? No. Can people grasp the concept? Probably not. They won't believe it. All these churches, they all want citizens of the United States, because you can go in and write off your IRS. You give $100 and then write it off. I didn't give anything. Churches all want it. They all sign up 501c3s. Why? You're signing up with the devil. You think? Because only citizens of the United States sign up that way. Can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it's just, this is better than Ripley's Believe It or Not. And when I went in and saw that the jurisdiction they put in suing the United States of America on the Sanctuary City stuff, isn't that amazing? They're suing United States of America, but yet they're President of the United States. Well, I hope you found it interesting, and stay tuned, and I'll be back next Sunday. Watch out for the federales. They're everywhere, and I'll have my homepage done hopefully within less than 2 weeks. Good night. Good night,
sweetheart. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.